Log Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight around the world. And how do you celebrate a law that doesn't protect you? This coming Monday is the anniversary of the Americans with Disability Act, the most horrible law that I ever heard of in my life. All right? You know what it's like? It's like a police department that doesn't care about you. You can't call them and have them come to the scene and correct the situation or enforce the fact that you're disabled and no one has the right to discriminate against you. There's no such thing like that. I tried to explain that to my congressman person the other day. Most of the time when you call the ADA complaint line, all you get is a recording, if you get that. And my attorney friend was telling me that there's no money to hire people to answer that line. Well, even if they do answer it, what are they going to do? Tell you to file a complaint situation. It takes months and months and months. And with the Americans Disability Act, no power behind it, no money behind it, no enforcement, no penalties for people who are discriminating against you. Law was supposed to give us freedom, safety, independence. It doesn't do that. I mean, you take housing, for instance. Housing under the ADA. You know it says 10% of housing must be accessible, right? But there's no enforcement on that. 10%. That's practically nothing. How can you be free if most places that you go to when you're disabled, you know, you can't use the steps and all that, and there's no elevators and all that. Most places that you go to, you can't get into. That's not freedom. That's bondage. That's taking advantage of people. 10%? Imagine if they did that to everybody. Imagine if they said to the regular so-called able-bodied population, only 10% of housing is accessible to you. You'd have people sleeping on the street. That is the most horrible thing that I've ever heard of in my life. And then they say new dwellings must be made accessible. But there's no enforcement on that I know of. And what about all the other places that are already there? They don't count for someone who's disabled. Oh, you can't go in there. You don't belong here. Isn't that what they used to do to black people years ago? Put them on one side of the town and tell them, you can't go to the other side. Isn't that what they're doing to us? Putting us in certain places? It's a horrible world. We got to change it. And, you know, Inner Sight is trying to change it. We got the article written. It made three papers telling everybody we're doing it up on this show lately, letting people know. I don't know of one agency for the disabled that's willing to join us and work together. Because they can't criticize the government. They get money from them. And they have to follow certain guidelines. Otherwise, they don't get the money. Inner Sight around the world, brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004, the Akita dog. And very intelligent. Get the right one. Need a service dog. Don't forget the Akita. Big East Akita Rescue, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Hey, my buddy at Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. Buy a house, sell a house, or get some good info. 631-888-1186. So give him a call. Let's see. Dog food, cat food, place to call. Nobody starved on Long Island. 631-484-3085. And you speak to Gary. All right, check it out. Friends at the Long Island Connection, Long Island Coalition, we thank them. And Suffolk Bus Corp, thank them for their gift to Inner Sight, $2,000. We're hoping to get a match on it. So if you have a business or you know someone who has a business and you want to share in our quest to bring about freedom for people, because we don't have our freedom. You know. Let us know. We can include you in this show. We can get you on our television show. We're hoping to get back in the studio. We can include you in the YouTube programming that we are trying to start up. All right, Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our number is 631-224-3090. And do you know that if all the agencies thought like us and made the whole thing public, we would have our freedom? The politicians would have no choice. They would have to. See, that's the problem. They've sold out our freedom with money. By giving these agencies money and forcing them to keep quiet about it. All right, Inner Sight and some of our friends, Good Mojo Printers, Sutton Insurance, Sunset Restaurant, the Islip Clean is local. Some of the people that have helped us. Baccaro's Italian Tavern, we thank them. And many, many others. We don't thank the Americans with Disability Act. How can you thank a law protect you? Leaves you vulnerable in so many different ways. And you know, one of the most, in fact, there's one guide dog school named Freedom. All right? I don't know how many people they've denied in the last 5 years. They've definitely cut into their freedom. Now, the school is named Freedom. Someplace upstate. But the Americans with Disability Act doesn't help a person to have that freedom when going to a guide dog school. They don't help you to have that freedom when you're on a waiting list for a service dog and you don't even know if a dog is being trained for you. You have access to how much money the agency acquires or raises because they got to file a report with Albany. But that's got nothing to do with the training of the dog. See, the two should be connected. And the Americans with Disability Act should make sure that they're connected. There should be status reports on how the training is coming along. If the blind or disabled person wants to be involved in the training, they should have that option. That's freedom. If the person is denied the dog, they should have the right to a hearing. And then if they're not satisfied, there should be a federal court investigation with enforcement. See, now the schools that train dogs for the blind, they know that we have no protection under the law. They know it. And they take advantage of it. They don't have to tell you anything. You know? If they say they don't have a dog for you, well, how do you know that's true? How do you know they didn't look for a dog? They did look for a dog. You don't even know what happened if they had a dog and something went wrong, because you have no freedom and no protection under the Americans with Disability Act. We're talking about somebody's safety, somebody's freedom. So, there you have a very, very important point.
You Everyone have reached 5166940332. Start recording at the tone. When finished, press the pound key.
When your freedom is taken away, you're lost. You don't know where to turn. You don't know what to do. We hear it about in these countries all the time. So-called third world countries. Hear it all the time. So why is it that this law was allowed to be put into place.
We have a new caller, by the way.
Without enforcement, without backing people up, without caring about someone's freedom.
That's true.
And left up to us to now try and fix it. And most of us who work for these organizations can't do a damn thing about it.
Yeah.
Because the organization won't let you. You'll lose
That's
your
true.
Job.
Yeah. You know what bothers me most about the law? Enforcement. That they don't have somebody that says, well, this is what the law is. You have to follow the law. And nobody's there to say, well, hey, listen, you got to do this unless X, Y, and Z is going to happen to you. That's not there. That X, Y, Z. No?
Well, that's because most people don't even know what it is. They don't even know what the law is.
Right.
Even the people who work for the Justice Department don't know what the law is.
That's sad. I remember that time.
So, if you have a law and you have, you know, and that law is supposed to protect you.
Yeah.
Supposed to give you your freedom, supposed to enable you to enjoy freedoms, you know, basic stuff that everybody takes for granted, you know. It's absolutely outrageous that, you see, if everybody else had a law.
Yeah.
Let's turn it around the other way. If everybody else had a law and the law was not enforceable and it didn't back them up, it didn't do anything, and they called in on a number and most of the time nobody answered the phone.
That's the truth.
You know?
Or they give them long, long paperwork that, number one, some people can't see or just can't make heads or tails of it because they have a learning disability, whatever the case may be.
Well, no. I'm talking about people who are not disabled now.
No, I'm talking about.
They give you
about,
the paperwork.
Okay.
And you got it. So you make it all out.
Right.
You know, you can read it.
Yeah.
You make it all out.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't do anything for you.
They're not going to be happy, I'll tell you that much.
Now you have all these people in the country lost and bewildered.
Yeah.
Because they don't have a law to back them up. You have chaos. You have people getting hurt and everything, and they call, and nobody comes.
Yeah, that's pretty scary.
Yeah. That's how it is for the Americans with Disability Act.
That's right.
There's nobody there to help
you. That's right.
And on top of it, they expect us to do something about it. You know? That's how the whole thing is set up. That's how the whole thing works.
Yeah.
And I said at the outset, how do you celebrate a law that doesn't protect you and care about you and help you?
You can't. You really can't.
I mean, there are so many examples of that. You know, just right here on this show alone.
Oh, yeah.
But, and then you go to the politicians, and they have to think about it. See? Because they're protected. They have a law to protect them. They have they pick up the phone, and the police are there.
Mm-hmm.
You know? We don't have that when we're discriminated against. I think they ought to get rid of the damn thing if it's not going to help us. What do we need it for?
Yeah, right. I think they should recreate it.
Because the only thing with that is then you got to start all over again.
Yeah. That's even worse. But I don't know if it's even worse. At this point, you have to go through with a fine-tooth comb and see which is still okay and which isn't. So which is better? Creating a brand new one? Maybe. You know? Because that's not going to be a good thing, sitting down and having
it. I think you're better. If you have something, fix it.
Yeah.
You know?
But I don't know if it's anything good.
Rather than start all over again.
Well, we have something, but the issue is it's gotten, you know, it doesn't have any enforcement. And you sit there, and you're like, wait a second. I don't know how to deal with that now.
All right, Inner Sight, anybody out there, what do you think of the, what do you think of the Americans with Disability Act? Well, what is your opinion of it?
Mm-hmm.
Our phone number is 213-816-1650. Anybody want to voice an opinion on the up-and-coming ADA celebration?
We have a new caller, and they'd like to speak.
All right, keep it clean.
Yep.
Inner Sight, hello, new caller.
Okay, here it is.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, I feel that the American Disabilities Act should be started all over because one of the things I know about society is we want everybody to have the same responsibility, but we don't want to give them the same rights. Like, and that's what disabled people. People like me and you get punished the same way. But then as soon as we want the rights in jail, they don't give us the same rights. We're only equal to them when it's convenient for them.
What do you think of the Americans with Disability Act?
Yeah, it's not good.
Have you had any experience with it?
Kind of, because, see, I went to jail,
mm-hmm.
and I was equal under the law when it came to me, you know, like doing stuff like getting arrested and being charged, but as far as, like, getting the same rights as the other prisoners, I didn't get the same rights as the other prisoners.
Yeah.
And that's just hip-hop.
As far as I know, the ADA does not protect disabled people in jail.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. But how do you in society we say you're equal to go to jail but you're not equal for the rights? It doesn't make sense.
No.
Yeah, because that law doesn't protect you.
That's right. They could come
over
to
you.
I'm sorry. Continue.
If you're disabled and you go to jail, you can't call on the American Disability Act to help you and protect you and equalize you. You know, if you need something in there to communicate or whatever it might be.
Right.
Right. I mean, it's the same with some other situations, too. When it comes to, like, you know, people going into, like, mental institutions, they won't allow you to get, without doctor approval, that is, without getting anybody to help you, you know, in case somebody wants to come over and beat the heck out of you, you know? That's kind of really strange, you know?
Well, they're supposed to provide security, but
they are, but they don't always, no. Yeah.
But if you're disabled, the Americans with Disability Act should make sure that you're going to have your freedom.
Yeah.
And they need to say, you know, if these people are able enough to go to jail, they're able enough to stay in the That's what they need to say, you know. They need to tell these people, hey, you can't just say a person's equal enough for these responsibilities and these punishments, but they're not, you're not equal enough to have the right.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the law doesn't work.
No.
It doesn't do anything for us. Whether you're in jail and you're disabled and, you know, or outside.
Yeah, a lot of times outside, I've had to, and Frank knows this story, and everybody knows this story. I'll tell you. I went to go for a job interview, and there was no access for my wheelchair, and they went with the freight entrance. It was crazy. I still remember this, and I went with racks in the back with the freight entrance. And I'm like, how is this normal? How is this something that you're telling me that you want to hire me and you know, and this is like a normal situation. This is going to be how I enter the building all the time with the racks. It really didn't make a good presentation.
Well, that's what they think of us, because the law doesn't protect us.
Yeah.
You know? So, you know, people figure out if the law says this, the agencies must approve this, and that's good enough for the person who's disabled. You know? In other words, be grateful that
what
you
have
this.
Yeah.
See?
That's true.
That's the whole mentality of all this and the the atmosphere, you know. Well, the same thing they did to black people years ago.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. Now they're doing it to us. We're the new victims. And if you don't believe me, take a look at this Americans with Disability Act.
It's terrible, period.
And you'll see what I mean.
Yeah.
You know, no enforcement, no authority, no money behind it.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing, absolutely nothing.
No. Interferes with your freedom, interferes with your safety. And people get away with it.
Yeah, they do.
So I hope you're not in jail anymore. Did you get out?
No, I'm not.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
I did. And see, the thing I see all the time is society will say one minute, you can't use your disability to get out of trouble, but then they're the same society that will accept when society doesn't want to give you the same rights. Most people that say you can't use your disability to get out of jail or get out of trouble, they're not really consistent.
Right.
Yeah.
Some of them are, but most of them aren't.
Well, the point is that this law should protect us more.
Yeah.
You know, not that it should be there to. I'm not saying it should be there to get somebody out of jail.
Well, I'm not saying that either. But what I'm saying is, like, if you're equal enough to go to jail, you're equal enough to have the rights.
Right.
Yeah. You should have what you need.
Right. As a disabled person
to live your life.
Jail, you know. They have the equality to ask for certain things and have arrangements made in certain things. I remember one guy asked for organic food. I was floored. I really was. Organic food? Are you kidding me? You know, I mean, that was something that blew me away, honestly. You know. So if he could ask for organic food, I could ask for a comfortable bed to sleep on, I suppose. You know? Because of my bed sores or whatever I get on a hard bed that they give me. You know?
Well, they want us to celebrate a law that doesn't protect us.
Yeah.
You know, and if any of the politicians celebrate this law, I guarantee you they're not going to include people in that celebration who have been left without protection.
That's true.
You know, they're only going to brag about how the Americans with Disability Act is, you know, the best law that ever came along for the disabled. But they don't want to hear the whole story. They don't want to hear both sides of the story.
I hope to God I get before Congress. I really do. Because that's one law I'm going to take down as much as I can to change.
I applaud you if you do that, because we need to be more consistent.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Well, listen, thanks for calling in. Have you heard the show before?
No, but I'm really interested, because I've been kind of frustrated at how this society is so inconsistent on equality. Society says 1 minute we want people to work for their rights, but people can work and not have their rights. You know, it's like it's only like a one-way street for people.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I hear you.
Society wants to say where rights comes responsibility, but yet they want to give someone a bunch of responsibilities that little or no rights.
Yeah.
Well, they want us, the disabled, to right the great wrong that they've put on us.
That's
with this stupid, ridiculous law. You know?
Yeah.
How do you, it's like a friend of mine who went to a guide dog school out west and trained with the dog for 3 weeks, and then something went wrong and a couple of other dogs tried to attack her dog in the school, and they blamed her and wouldn't let her go home with the dog. Now, she didn't train that dog.
No, she didn't. And she was at graduation, which is even worse. She was at graduation.
And
when you said that to her.
the worst part of that is the Americans with Disability Act doesn't do a damn thing about it.
Yep, didn't protect her.
She's not protected under the ADA or any law.
For that matter, yeah.
That's a law that's supposed to be there for our freedom?
Nope.
And safety?
Nope. And it says right on the law, right in the first page on the website, that it was mirrored after the 1964 Civil Rights Act. I don't think so. It really hasn't been.
Well, that's just an opinion.
That is an opinion. It has to be an opinion, because obviously I don't see where it has been.
That's just an opinion. There's no real teeth.
No.
There's
no enforcement. There's absolutely no enforcement. Because if I were to call and say, when I went to a certain restaurant, they would not let me in, which has happened to me with my wheelchair, which I thought was crazy in and of itself, they wouldn't send the police over there. They'd send the police to the owner of the restaurant thinking I was the one being belligerent. That's what they would have done. You know, and that would be really totally off. Because he's the one who was being very belittling and degrading to me, and I had no reason understanding why. You know.
Yeah,
I told
my congressman's office yesterday that we need enforcement on the scene.
Right.
When someone is being discriminated against.
That's what we need. Yeah.
And then they asked me, well, how do you do that? And I told them, I said, you set up a number, give the police department jurisdiction. That's the easiest way to do it.
Yeah.
You know, let them file the report for the U.S. Attorney's Office, because this thing is under the Justice Department.
Right.
And let them come and issue a summons, make an assessment. A cop has to make an assessment on the scene.
Right.
Either you give a summons, or you warn somebody, or you tell them, you know, if you don't let this person in, I'm going to have to arrest you. You know, you bring them down, arrest them, then there's got to be a court date.
Right.
But that's enforcement.
That's right.
We got nothing.
Nope, not a thing.
They wouldn't let me on the accessor ride in New York City 5 years ago with my guide dog.
Yeah.
I was going to advocate for a woman, a blind woman in a nursing home. They wouldn't let me on the damn ride. You know, we called the cops. They didn't even come. Because especially these days, cops are afraid. You know, you do something that's out of your jurisdiction, and you
right.
get in trouble.
Right.
So now they don't even want to come anymore.
That's true.
Well, that's what we got to deal with, you know, and that's what we're trying to change. Listen, thanks for calling in. Call again.
Yeah, you can.
More than
welcome.
You.
You're welcome. Have a good one. You could listen to the show, too. Here you go.
All right, Inner Sight. I don't know if you're going to, if anybody out there is going to celebrate the ADA, but.
I'm not.
I'm going to celebrate it by calling the Associated Press and seeing if they'll do a big story on all this.
Yeah, they should.
Because we need to get the word out.
That it doesn't help.
That this thing has not done anything for us.
Yeah, it needs to be.
All right, 213-816-1650. We're on television, by the way. Excuse me, we're on 7:30 tonight on the rerun. Altice out here on Long Island, goes all over the island. Channel 20, 7:30, Thursday night. Wednesdays, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 11 o'clock. And Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. So check us out on Inner Sight. Any other callers?
Yes, we have Maureen. And we do have Danny, but he's hanging out. Listening to the show.
All right. Let's take Maureen's call.
Okay, here she comes.
Trying to get her mom out of the nursing home.
Yeah, it's craziness. I couldn't
without
get
my mom. Without
the protection
of the ADA.
My mom passed before I was able to do that. And that's the heartbreaking thing. Yeah.
Hello, Inner Sight.
Maureen.
Hello.
Hi, Maureen.
Hi. Oh, I didn't hear that voice say muted or whatever it says.
Oh, yeah, unmuted. Sometimes it's coming on and sometimes it's not. I don't know why.
Oh, yes, I was waiting to hear that, but okay.
I could say unmuted.
Oh, okay. You have to say that at the end, right? Yeah, I feel so bad.
I could barely hear you.
Oh, we can hardly hear you, Maureen.
Yeah, at all.
Did I call back on the other one again?
You get a better phone?
Yes, yeah, she does. Well, a little better.
This is well, you want me to call on the other one again? Like last night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, call on
a
better,
better
phone.
She's a 347 number. That's me. I'll be
I know, I know.
Okay, I'll call right back. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right. All right. Inner Sight, now, in the past, there was a march on the ADA.
Yeah, I remember.
I don't know if they're doing that this year or what's going on. I haven't heard a word about it.
No, what they do usually is they do a Disability Pride March. And then in the Disability Pride March, it's right on the ADA holiday. Usually, if it's not like during the week and stuff like that, but usually they do it right next to that, and then they talk about the ADA or whatever, or they are proud about it. I don't know what they do. Honestly, you know why? Because I don't care. As long as Dawn law is changed to help us, that's what
I
care about.
Well, I care what they do.
You do?
I care what they do. They should be letting people know.
Oh,
this
I know
damn
that.
Damn thing doesn't protect us.
Well, I care about that. The thing I don't care about is the thing that really, you know, annoys the heck out of me is why, from the beginning, they haven't, you know, made, you know, enforcement in there. That's what really bothers me. It really bothers me to, you know that my mother died in a nursing home and nobody really cared. That bothers me.
The Americans with Disability Act has an attitude. It's the attitude of the agencies.
Yes, it is.
You know, in other words, make the best of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the attitude that these agencies
It's not even make the best of it, Frank. It's even worse than that. You should be glad. That's the word that I get all the time. You should be glad that you're getting this, this, and this, and this, and this. You're lucky. You should be able to, you know, be satisfied with what you get. And that
should you be glad that people are taking advantage of you?
No. That's
should you be glad when you go to a school and train 3 weeks and never get your dog? And
that's right.
And they raised $50,000 to $100,000 and they kept the money?
Right.
You're
that's
supposed
why
to be glad
like
over
law.
That?
Nope. That's why I hate the law. That's not
all right. We
that's
got Maureen
clear.
Back.
Yes, we do. Here she comes.
All right. Hello.
Hello. Is this better?
Yeah.
Yeah. Much better.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, you
I'll have to call on this one from now on.
Yeah.
Sometimes people can hear me on the other one. Sometimes they can't. So, yeah. I said I was saying, Suzanne, I really feel so bad for you and your mom, you know, that
yeah, I know.
Weren't able to get around.
But whenever, you know, it's okay, she is not suffering at their
right.
hands anymore. That's what makes it better for me. You know, that
right.
they can't.
Yeah, have to
I have some closure.
Look at it that way.
Yeah, they're not. She's not suffering at the nursing home's hands. All the nursing homes that she was in, I should say.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way you have to look at it, because really, there's, you know, under their care, you know, you have
mm-hmm.
to worry what goes on and what they did and what they do, and you know.
Yeah.
You really, you have their mercy, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm just
move
going
on.
Along with everything.
That's going along. I don't know about that. I wanna
oh,
still
no.
do a march in Washington. You know what march I wanted to do.
No.
But see,
yeah,
Frank,
I haven't
want
had
to do it that
experience.
Way anyway.
I haven't had any experience with the Americans with Disabilities Act, but I'm sure they're just like all the others. They don't do a damn thing.
Yeah, I know.
You know.
It's terrible.
Well, you had Maureen. You had an experience. They haven't helped you one bit with this getting your mom out of the nursing home.
Yeah, that's true.
No, I mean, I haven't contacted them, but I know they wouldn't do anything anyway, just like all the others. Anything I had to do for this, I did. I went and I fought hard for it. Know what I mean?
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
Everything
did
you did on your own. I'm sorry to interrupt, but that's what you did.
That's right. I mean, nobody helped from these agencies at all. You know, the Sydney didn't help, the Open Doors, the whatever the heck else, and they didn't do a damn thing, you know?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't at all. So I took it upon myself, and here we are.
So did you get to see your furniture today?
Was it nice?
Yeah, today I ordered that, so that'll be coming on Wednesday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, one chair and another piece. They had the back order because it wasn't in stock. It's very nice. So
very nice,
I have to see now. I've got to schlep up there Wednesday. They're going to call Monday to say what time. And we can start at 6 a.m. and go to 4 or 5 in the afternoon. So I'm hoping it's in the afternoon. Otherwise, I'm going to have to stay up there overnight.
Oh, my.
I mean, you know, because I have to take Excessive Ride down here. I have to take their Excessive Ride. So what time would I be getting up and doing all this, you know?
Yeah, I know.
So, So a friend of mine's going to go up, and we're going to play it by ear and see Tuesday, go up and, like, sweep, or early Wednesday if they're not coming till the afternoon, and sweep it up and mop it up and just go over the place because we haven't been up there.
Oh,
since May to look around, so And I got to get a lot of new kitchen stuff and bathroom stuff, you know.
And fill it up with food and stuff. Get ready.
Yeah, things like that. And, you know, I mean, we had to lose so much when she went to this because, I mean, I couldn't afford the rent anymore. And there was no room here to put the furniture, so it was all gone, you know. So, start all over again, you know.
But at least when you start with one, and if, say, something else comes available in a better area that you like, you could always have all the things that you need and, you know, little by little, you know, hopefully, you know, you, maybe you could afford a move. I don't know. That would have to be later on.
We'll have everything. We won't have to start from scratch again, If it wasn't so far, it wouldn't, you know, with this, and when you don't drive or know anybody really who does, and you have to, you know, switch vehicles and everything, you know, that's the hard part, you know? If it was even a straight ride through, it wouldn't be so bad, but you got to switch, and then you got to hope the other one's on time, and, you know, you just get, you know, crazed with that.
Are you putting space in between the two rides? Meaning that you'll be able to catch the other ride in time?
Yeah, well, that's what you have to do. You have to try to set it up so that you can leave a little time in case the first one's late, you know?
Yeah, I know.
So is there any kind of a... Maureen, is there any kind of a time frame when your mom's supposed to be released out of this place?
Yeah, that
I'd like to know, too. Well, I mean, that's up to me, actually, because the head social worker said, would it... August 1st. She said, would August 1st be okay? I said, well, I still have to move up there. I have to find somebody who will help me move. You know, I have a few cartons and my bedroom set, which I can't really bring up till the very end because I'm not going to sleep on. Now that we got the couch with the bed, I could always sleep on that, you know?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah,
but you got to get a mover.
And I don't know who I'm with. U-Haul and all, and Home Depot, you need to drive the vehicle. They'll have the trucks, but you need to have somebody drive it.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So that's what I'm trying to find out now. I'm going to check around and see if anybody knows any drivers who would be able to...
Oh, yeah.
But I still have to pack. I still have to get rid of some stuff. I have to put a few things out in the storage that we have and get rid of some stuff. And, you know, so I still have a... When my roommate comes back this week, maybe he can help me a bit with that. He brought home three nice big cartons the other day. Well, when you don't drive or anything and you can't get done to make how many trips, you know, for things. My other son's going to take me Monday or Tuesday to get, like, some kitchen things and bathroom stuff. And, of course, now that I'll be leaving this excessive ride for the most part, now I get half there.
Right.
So instead of $2.75, I've only been paying $1.35 the last few months. All the years I took them.
Oh, wow.
That's my luck. So, at the secret,
that
excess,
that, all those rides should be free. They should.
They should after that. What they've done, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, the city ain't gonna do that. That's for sure.
Yeah. Right.
We're dealing with the city, you know.
Yeah. No.
Look, I'm lucky that it went to half there with all this pandemic and them talking about raising the fare. I'm lucky that they loaned it for me, you know.
Yeah.
I'm really surprised, you know.
I wonder also, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's okay.
No, I was wondering how different the, you know, you encountered a little bit of a difference when you went from, you know, southern New York area, southeastern New York area, which was around here, you know, and then how much difference there is over, you know, in, you know, a different, say, state, you'd have to, you know, make provisions on, you know, how things are. I mean, I'm just wondering how different it would be. You know, that shouldn't be like that.
In another state?
Yeah.
Some people tell me like they don't have these paratransit in some states, or if they do, they shut down early, or they'll only
much earlier.
We're pretty lucky here in the city because except the ride does run all night. So you know, so that's pretty good. They do run all night.
Well, that's another another thing that shows you that how the ADA doesn't protect us.
No, it doesn't. It really doesn't.
Where there's no ride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
no
like
ride.
They say, we're lucky here in the city that they do run all night. Accessor Ride does run all night, but other places across the country, and yours doesn't run all night out on Long
Island. No, it doesn't. It ends at 8 o'clock. The other one, the one that's in Nassau County, runs a little later, but the problem with that is it doesn't have a good quality buses and stuff like that as much as the other one that I'm used to. So you sit down and
What do you do if you just want to go out at 8 o'clock? Then how do you get home? You have to take a cab, I guess.
Or Uber or Lyft or whatever those are. And they don't have some of them, they don't get the accessibility. From what I understand by reading one of them one time, it said that they have another, I haven't tried it yet, but they have another agency or something like they call for accessibility at the moment.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works. I have to figure that out.
So I guess in all the city here, we were pretty lucky with on certain things that the rest of the country might not be. I don't even know if you get as much in disability in other parts of the country. I really don't know, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm really not sure how. The tax on the furniture up there was a little lower, I'm surprised.
Oh, really?
Did that
grant pay for the furniture that you were supposed to get?
Hasn't even been put in. She's going to try to get a grant for the dining room. She calls me before. Oh, Maureen, I don't think you should have. Well, how much did she think furniture cost? We went to Raymore and Flanagan first of all. Because it wasn't much difference between Bob's discount, which when we got there, it was a bit different. It was a good bit different. And they had nothing that matched in Raymore and Flanagan. The couch didn't match there. You had to mix and match. And then there was this ugly chair looked like something from the 40s. He kept insisting it was so wonderful, the guy. He was a typical salesman. The guy in Bob's left you alone. If you had any questions, you could just call him. But this chair was so hard and uncomfortable. So my friend said, should we go to Bob's? So we went to Bob's, and we got it all. We got the lamps, the end table, the coffee table.
So did you deliver it already?
They're going to deliver it Wednesday, and then the chair and the ottoman have to be back ordered. So they're coming there beginning of September.
Oh, that's okay. That works.
So wait a minute. How did you pay for it?
Installment plan. Oh, that was another thing, too. Can you hear me? Almost dropped the phone.
Yeah.
That was another thing, too, with Raymore and Flanagan. You had to pay, like, you know, there was no finance thing. You had to pay. It was a whole big, long rigmarole. So we didn't even bother. Because if you didn't have credit, you were out of luck.
Right.
But in Bob's, you know, they had other plans, so that's what we did.
That was good.
So I just have to pay each month, you know.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Yeah,
Wait a minute. Hold it. I thought there was a $1,000 grant for the furniture. What happened to that?
The grant?
Yeah.
Well, she didn't put it in because she wasn't sure we were going, and she didn't want to have the furniture go there on a day that nobody would be there.
She didn't put it in?
No, because she
so
was...
So now you're not going to get it?
No. Maybe for the dining room furniture she'll put it in. But the living room, I said, I'll take care of it myself because she said it could take weeks then. And, you know, I don't know why she couldn't have just had it available when the time came.
When you were ready.
Right. But she didn't want to do that.
That's horrible.
I know. And then she's all, oh, Maureen, this was on Lying just, I don't know what the hell she's talking about. I'm glad I go with this girl because she knows what's going on, this girl. And, you know, she helps me out quite a lot, you know. So, but I mean, how much does she, oh, you shouldn't have spent this much, for how much does she think furniture costs?
Yeah. And you need something. You need, can't just, you know, have, you need somebody, something for somebody to sleep on, too.
Right, yeah, because, I mean, if somebody comes up, whether you eat, if she wants to sleep or take a nap, or if it snows and she's stuck or something, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, this was a pretty cheap sofa, a sleeper sofa. How much does she think furniture costs?
Yeah, well, it's expensive.
Maureen, did you get anything in writing that she was going to give you this money for the furniture?
No. But it was only going to be $1,000 anyway. Well, how much did she think furniture cost?
Right, but still, she trusted her, right?
Well, that would have helped a lot.
Yeah, I know.
What did you say? I couldn't hear. There's an echo.
I said that you trusted her, so she was going to give you the furniture. So I think eventually she will, but it's just that she's, I don't know, she wasn't expecting it to be that much. I don't know.
Well, how much did she think? I mean, you can't get a furniture.
$5. I don't know.
I mean, has she not bought furniture in a while?
I guess so. That sounds crazy.
I mean, meanwhile, Flanagan, it would have been like almost $4,000.
Oh, yeah,
and
that's horrible.
You know what I mean? And he was a typical salesman, that guy, you know?
I don't like that either. You can't do anything about that. And then you get a person who you know that you have to, you know, try to help them, not make the typical salesman talk. Walk around. See if you can help them. Tell the person, listen, I know you're, you know, people look, you know, if you are tight on, you could have just walked out. You know what I'm saying? It'd be a typical salesman.
The coffee table, nothing matched. It was a mixed and matched. This is a nice set. You had to buy the lamps alone were like $120-something each. So if you wanted one on each end table, you'd have to spend like almost $200 for the lamps alone.
Yeah, I mean.
So that was ridiculous, you know?
Yeah, I would say.
But, I mean, why she couldn't just have the money available and then when the time came, even if it didn't work out for the furniture, we could have maybe put it towards something else.
Right.
But now she said about $1,000.
Agencies are very unreliable.
Yeah, I know.
We got to get out of here, but we'll be with you tomorrow night on the funnies. Don't forget, Inner Sight Friday night on the funnies, and we have the exclusive conversation between Senator Paul and Dr. Forty.
Dr. Forty.
I love this.
So that'll be tomorrow night here on Inner Sight. Don't miss it. You won't hear this anywhere else. Only
I know.
Oh, yeah. They had a whole replay of the whole thing the other day, Frank, yesterday on WABC. They really did a lot. See if your brother can get it on the Internet. Or maybe
Well, I got my own.
He's got his.
All right, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. And look out for that ADA. Don't expect it to help you.
That's true.
All right. I'll be with you tomorrow night, 8 to 9 on the funnies. And I want to thank all our listeners, all our callers. I want to thank the new caller, all our listeners.
10 seconds.
Suzanne, co-host and engineer. Good night, everybody. Inner Sight. Goodbye,
good night,
world.
Everyone.
Inner Sight. Good night. Thank you.
Good night, everyone.